Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have a slew of guests on the show with us here today for part two of our series about the coronavirus and some updates associated with that from Green County Public Health. We have our director, Becky Wolf, with us. The chief medical officer of Green County Medical Center, Dr. Michael Line, joins us, along with registered nurse, quality management and patient experience, Tina McCollum. Infection prevention nurse and quality management with Medical Center is Heather Kinsey, here to describe more about our coronavirus update. And so, Becky Wolf, I'd like to start with you a little bit here. I know we talked about last time some of the regulations and restrictions that were put out by the CDC and, of course, by Green County Public Health for some restrictions as far as the coronavirus is concerned. With the social gatherings of not having more than 10 people in one room at one time, do you recommend businesses doing things such as having meetings virtually like we're doing here, where I'm at my office on the square and you're over there at the medical center and we're doing this by telephone?
So in the weeks coming up to when we started seeing cases in Iowa, Iowa Department of Public Health put on some fantastic webinars targeting specific entities like banks, schools, daycare, businesses, law enforcement, emergency management, or EMS services. The common theme was look at your continuity of operations plan, figure out how would you continue your business as such if you had staffing issues with people being out ill or having to stay home because they don't have any daycare, cancel all travel trips for business, cancel all meetings and hold them virtually. So everybody has really been doing a great job on staying on the same page. Public health has been keeping in contact with businesses and anybody that's impacted by this as far as out in the community to ensure that everybody's understanding what needs to happen. And, you know, we understand that as of yesterday, with really basically shutting down services unless it's essential, and getting people to stay home, that is huge in order to stop this germ from spreading rapidly.
And then I guess a big obvious question is, has Green County had any positive cases of coronavirus at this time?
That's a magic question. Right at this moment, Green County, as I'm aware of, does not have any cases of coronavirus confirmed. That could change in a minute or an hour. And I would encourage people to just look at the Iowa Department of Public Health website, where they list every day, Monday through Friday, at the end of the day, how many cases there are and how many cases are being looked at. And just also reiterating that this is a privacy issue. We will not be releasing information about any cases, regardless of where they live in Iowa, because we want to follow the privacy laws for communicable disease.
But are there any other truths that are associated with this illness that people have the correct information about it?
I think one of the biggest things is people need to be aware if they are more at risk of picking up COVID and becoming ill with it than other people that are healthy. If a person has a serious illness like lung or heart disease or kidney disease or has immunocompromised, like maybe they're taking radiation or chemotherapy or they're on drugs that prevent them from fighting off infections, and also pregnant women and the elderly, 60 and over. Very important that, you know, this is our opportunity as a community of whole, of Green County and in the state, to reach out and protect other people. And that's by doing the social distancing, staying home, being responsible about washing your hands, and just wrapping our arms around the people that might be at more risk.
And if somebody could address, I know it's probably not just you all, I know you've kind of hinted at the CDC and other entities like Iowa Department of Public Health. Can you tell us who all the entities you've been involved with and just kind of mention that for our audience so they can have a kind of a scope of, you know, the other folks that you're working with on this issue?
Sure. The hospital has and the public health have been in close contact with the Iowa Department of Public Health, Unity Point Health of Des Moines, Iowa Hospital Association, keeping our leaders aware of what's going on, such as our hospital trustees, our Board of Health for Green County, our Board of Supervisors, and then also our partners out in the regional area that really we have been preparing for response plans like this pandemics before. So we just try to keep everybody involved. We will be having more meetings with community leaders to ensure that everybody is on the same page for taking care of their particular business or town.
Okay.
Everybody has worked really well together, and I'm very happy for that.
I know people might have heard, you know, the terms community spread be used frequently. Can you just give us an exact definition of what that particularly means so people have, the correct information out there?
Sure. Community spread means that instead of someone becoming ill because they were in direct contact with a confirmed case of COVID-19, they become ill with COVID-19 without knowing who they came in contact. And then that's the concern we have, is the community spread, because we can't determine how or where these people become infected.
Okay.
And that's exactly why we stepped it up to no mass gatherings, staying home, closing businesses, and creating social distances.
This is Heather, and I just want to point out, with the schools closing as well, this does not mean that it's a time for the kids to continue their spring break for another 4 weeks. This means that it is also a time for those kids to stay home as well for those 4 weeks to continue to not spread throughout the community. This is not going to affect the kids as much as it is the older adults. But they don't need to be going to the grocery store. They don't need to be going to their friend's house and just hanging out around town to socialize. They should also be staying at home for these next 4 weeks to reduce the spread of this throughout the community.
All right. And finally, I know this has got to be a tremendous amount of work for everybody to work together as a cohesive team and bringing in several different individuals, entities, and the like. Can somebody just kind of address that aspect and talk to us about the real team effort that has been able to pull off here within Greene County, especially?
Yeah, this is Dr. Lyons. I can feel that question. You're right. The amount of time and resources it has taken to stay up to date with what's happening with this pandemic, with all the information that's coming from the government, CDC, Iowa Department of Public Health, and as an affiliate of Unity Point, we also get a lot of information and guidance from Unity Point, plus several other sources trying to provide information on what to do. It is a total team effort from every level of the hospital to stay updated and make decisions and recommendations that are best for our patients and our community on a regular basis. We are literally meeting daily and lots of times two or three times a day just to make sure that we are up to date with the guidelines, have a plan for what we want to do to keep patients safe, and that we're effectively communicating and implementing that plan throughout the organization.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with experts from the medical center as well as public health joining us about the coronavirus update for Greene County area. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.